President Donald Trump paid virtually no federal income taxes over the last 15 years. That's according to a new report by the New York Times, which says it has obtained his returns covering much of the last two decades. Dan Alexander has written a new book entitled White House Inc., How Donald Trump Turned the Presidency into a Business, which tracks Trump's wealth.
On the amount of taxes that he paid is very significant and something that we did not have any way of knowing without seeing the tax returns. And that's why that reporting was so fantastic. And also in explaining how they got it to make it look like his profits were negligible and in some cases like he was incurring enormous losses. But we did know that his business was troubled. And I want to be clear about one thing. The profits that you list on a tax return are very different than the profits that you actually have in the real world. And Trump's business is still very valuable, and his properties do throw off an enormous amount of operating profit. In other words, profit from their actual businesses that they run. The trick was in converting that operating profit into no taxable income. That's what the reporting really revealed. Donald Trump is still very rich, and his properties do throw off a lot of money. We can see that in documents filed with the SEC, released by his business partners, and filed with local tax officials. So it's not that Trump is broke. That's not the takeaway. The takeaway is that he's really rich, and he made it look like he was broke.
What about this issue with debt? Because some have suggested that is also a national security issue.
Yeah, and, you know, the Times mentions hundreds of millions of dollars in debt. It's actually over $1 billion in debt that Trump owes. And he owes money to various different lenders. Deutsche Bank, of course, gets a lot of attention, but he does have a lot of other lenders. And a lot of that debt, as the Times story notes, is coming due soon. Now, there are a couple of different options for what to do when your debt is coming due soon. One is that you pay it off. That doesn't seem to be, just with your business, that doesn't seem to be a very realistic option for Trump because his businesses are not making the sort of profits that they would need to be making, and he does not have the size of cash pile that he would need to do that. The second option is that you refinance. You basically tell the lenders, okay, I'm going to take out a new loan, and with that new loan, I'm going to pay back my old loan. That seems like a probable outcome in at least some of these cases. In two of Trump's buildings, 1290 Avenue of the Americas and 555 California Street, his partner, Vornado, has said publicly that they are considering either refinancing or, the third option, selling. And Trump has also tried to sell his property in Washington, D.C. If he does sell his assets, and those assets are worth a lot of money, then he would be able to take that cash and pay down some of these debts, even if he's not able to refinance. So he does have some options here. He has a lot of leverage, over $1.1 billion, but he also has significant assets. We put that at $3.66 billion. So he does have some ways out, but nonetheless, taking on new large loans or making large sales while you're president of the United States, of course, creates its own set of complications. And this is going to be hairy no matter which way it ends.
Dan Alexander, author of White House, Inc., How Donald Trump Turned the Presidency into a Business. In our next segment, we talk with Alexander about the motivations for Trump's financial decisions. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.